1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Torrential rain in the Houston area has caused flash floods and water rescues. Houston Mayor John Whitmire urged residents living near the San Jacinto River to evacuate their homes immediately.
We know what we have to do. Be alert. Evacuate, if at all possible, if you're in a low-lying area. Go to safety. Do not wait till it's too late and then you endanger our first responders.
In Montgomery County, north of Houston, many homes have at least 5 inches of floodwater and more rain is in the forecast. There so far have been some 2,000 arrests as police try to clear campus encampments and sit-ins amid calls from protesters for an end to the Israel-Hamas war and schools cutting ties with Israel. New York police today arrested over 50 people at New York University and the New School. And CBS's Lilia Luciano also reports.
The NYPD under fire. Responding to questions about why a sergeant's gun went off while clearing Hamilton Hall at Columbia University on Tuesday night.
At no time were any police officers, members of the public, or any protesters in danger. This was purely unintentional.
The incident is bringing scrutiny to Mayor Eric Adams' insistence police intervention was necessary to protect students from the threat of outside agitators.
Canadian police say they've made 3 arrests in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader last June in suburban Vancouver that become the center of a diplomatic spat with India. David Tabool with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police says Hardeep Singh Nijjar was killed by masked gunmen. But he says on CTV that police cannot comment on the nature of the evidence or the motive.
There are separate and distinct investigations ongoing into these matters, certainly not limited to the involvement of the people arrested today. And these efforts include investigating connections to the government of India.
Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife are indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges. Feds say the Cuellars of Texas accepted bribes from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company, but their lawyer, Chris Flood, responds.
These charges against Congressman Cuellar read like a spy novel, and they're also fiction. The reality is that his wife and he are both innocent of these charges.
A zebra that escaped from a trailer east of Seattle last weekend is still on the run. Authorities have closed off trailheads at a nature area in hopes of keeping people away and easing their capture of the zebra called Z, who has inspired social media memes and reported sightings, including riding a ferry and running the bases at T-Mobile Park, home of the Seattle Mariners. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about flowing bodies of water, a.k.a. rivers. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin Wednesday. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine. It will be Biden's 8th visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin twice in a month's time. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes is a virtual dead heat. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue is open. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen this play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys guys in that clubhouse there, you know, there's a baseball player. So when you have that, you got a good chance of winning a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number three starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Some rain tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high near 60. Sunshine and near 70 on Sunday. On Monday, clouds return, the wind starts to pick up, and a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Highs low 70s. It's 60 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number two, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk and Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, you know, we normally have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and they're, finishing up at the Capitol, so she wasn't being able to come on. So we asked our special guest, what I would say founder of Native Roots Radio and all those fun things that we went through heck in the beginning, and Wendy Pilot's our special guest, and I kind of feel like we're going to do a little Seinfeld here, a show about nothing. What do you think, Wendy?
We did that a couple of weeks ago, and it was kind of fun. It's Friday, so let's keep it light.
Yes, so I won't talk about North Dakota and their governor and all the crap that she's doing, so I won't be talking about that.
Why not?
Because we're keeping it light.
Okay, we won't talk about it then.
We can. Well, Haley, how are you doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here.
It really is. You know, we're enjoying some beautiful weather after that much needed rain earlier in the week. I've seen a lot of people where, still in the first week of May here, and I've heard it about, I think we all know about No Mow May, right? Don't cut your grass the month of May.
I
live in like this suburban neighborhood in the suburbs where the houses are all close together. And I think every single person except us has cut our grass.
Wendy, speak up.
Oh, I know. I believe in No Mow May. You want to have your, temperatures steadily and at over 50 degrees at least. But also just don't mow your lawn in May. Wait till June 1st and then have at it. Let all the bees and butterflies and all the little bugs and creatures that are living in the soil and just, come alive and do their thing and then go for it. I was talking to Robert earlier today and we were walking around. I'm walking Wanda today in our neighborhood here in McRoveland, Highland Park area, just walking around. And honestly, most people have a little bit of a scraggly lawn, I mean, they have lots of dandelions and all these, what are those creeping Charlie? Is that purple plant that grows on the grass?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about anything when it comes to plants, but you know, there's lots of little bees and things flying around and, you know, looking for food. And they need the dandelions and all these other little things that are popping up. And I was telling him when I was in Long Beach, it sounds like your area. So Long Beach, New York, everybody has a lawn service.
Yeah.
All the lawns there already are cut, you know, mowed, poisoned. So there's no weeds. There's no dandelions. Everything's edged like it's like pristine. It looks like now years ago, I used to think that that was a beautiful lawn. But my idea of a beautiful lawn has really changed over the years.
Right.
So when I see a lawn that's all cut and there's no weeds and nothing's happening and it's, you know, all edged and beautiful and you know.
Yeah.
And I see a lawn next to it that's filled with dandelions. I'm like, I think the one with the dandelions is much more beautiful.
Well, the bees are now an endangered species. They're put on the endangered species list.
Yeah, I read somewhere where they are the most important animal in the world right now.
Wow.
Well, I would say Wanda is the most important. Oh, she's cacking right here, live
she's
radio.
She's actually sitting on my lap, so she has a little allergies, seasonal allergies or something.
Don't we all?
Oh, no.
Well, it's like that saying, too, like, since we're talking about the grass, I've seen, like, these posts on social medias of you know, like colonizers from England back in the day where they would wear those like white wigs with the curls and they would dress up in those, you know, outfits. And they're like, well, does your yard still look like it did, you know, back then? Do we still dress this way? No. So your grass shouldn't look that way either.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what my style of dress is anymore, Wendy.
T-shirts.
I know. Oh, don't bring that up.
I'm definitely a like a t-shirt and jeans kind of person.
Well, during COVID, remember we were making fun on the radio, Wendy, that we were wearing our, we had to go out and with people and we had to put our hard pants on because we were wearing our gym shorts for 3 years.
Sweatpants. Oh, I know. That's the first thing I put on is sweatpants.
I know, but the hard pants, we called them.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, we got to put our hard pants on and go out. Hey, I want to switch gears real quick, and we'll jump back into this. We have a whole show to talk about things, but yeah. Oh, hey, we're doing it in a sacred way, Wendy. Hey, our number one fan, I want to give him a shout out, Haley and Wendy. Haley, we saw our number one fan again Monday, and her daughter.
Wednesday.
Oh, you're talking about Tiergin.
Monday.
Tiergin and Hadley.
Yeah.
They were out at the opening of the Minneapolis American Indian Center, so we ran into them.
That's awesome.
It was exciting because they were seeing some of our guests like Robert Lilligren and Dr. Stately, and they were going up and introducing themselves and telling them, yeah, we're the
number one.
We were the first people that ever listened to Native Roots Radio.
Yeah, I think I have. Right.
Can you put that on your microphone or you have that handy?
Their bumper. I know we tried to do a bumper at Wolf Day because Tiergin and Hadley also showed up to that, which was so fun and just, you know, amazing for their support. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could almost play this. I know I do have it right.
I always
here.
Put it up on the microphone. I'm looking for it right now because
we'll
I know you sent
that.
It to me because that's awesome. And, you know, I don't know if we were down. We just didn't know what was going on in radio. It was 7 years ago and we were at some event and they came up and said hi to us and we donned them the our first listeners, our first fans.
Aww, that's so nice. Yeah. And for 7 years, they've been listening.
I know, all the time. And that's why I want to bring them up and talk about them. And they send us gifts and letters and things like that.
We correspond.
Is that what that's called, corresponding?
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to mention, too, you know, since we're on the topic of kind of spring and like lawn care, well, you know, graduations are coming up for a lot of people, whether that's high school graduates, college graduates. And I just want to, you know, remind everyone, you know, don't ask permission to wear your beaded grad cap or an eagle feather, a mashu, you know, a chashet mashu, because, you know, or anything else that represents your culture and your nation, your tribal nation, your clan, because that's your right and you have that right to do that. So you do not need to ask permission.
Good call. Yeah. And I know we, as a high school teacher, we struggled with that for many years and were pretty defiant about it. And but we had bad situations happen with previous generations of teachers and administrators that really didn't go well. And I don't want to get into that right now, but I know St. Paul has been, I was smudging for many years, Wendy, as you know, maybe it was, maybe illegal, but we also had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids because sometimes you need a little boost of food. Sometimes you miss breakfast and, it was a place to hang out and smudge off and do things in a good way. But, bravo to St. Paul. A couple of years ago, they, with the late John,
Bobolink,
thank you, really made that a law here in St. Paul. And I miss my all-native homeroom, too, Wendy.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back. This is the show about nothing, Wendy.
And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Hi, I'm Mary T., inviting you to experience our integrative Mary T. Health and Wellness Center, offering physical, occupational, speech, and lymphedema therapies. Experience our guided imagery, meditation, Tibetan medicine, dry needling, massage services, including cupping and oncology massage. Sign up for our free wellness screenings and learn more at MaryTWellness.com. All major health insurance providers are accepted. Come for therapy. Experience wellness.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Tiergan.
And I'm Hadley.
We're two of the very first listeners, and we're still listening to Native Roots Radio.
Ooh, I love it.
It's we awesome. Love those guys. We see them a lot of actions and things, and we got to see them Wednesday. It's fun because I don't know, Wendy. Before we get into we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on around the community this weekend. I don't know. We were kind of surprised that people listened to the show. I think was kind of the fun thing. Was like, what?
That people actually do listen.
Right. Well, that was the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. So we were wondering if we were really on the air, I guess.
Yeah. I just, you know what I saw today also on social media, that Leonard Peltier is coming right up to a parole on June 10th.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really kind of a good and scary thing for him, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, he's been so many times, and it's been so sad. So, I mean, he's 79 in terrible health.
Yeah. We got to put our tobacco out for him.
Yes.
To get out, finally. I mean, we got to really make a big push. And I don't know, Wendy, there was some kind of, do you remember who we should get a hold of? Is it our senators or?
We can, absolutely.
I can't remember who. There was a direct direct action for that. We'll have to look up here.
Yeah, but we'll let everybody know.
So, you know, we're doing the show about something today. Or is it nothing but everything something?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got heavy there, didn't
everything
I?
Whoa, write that down.
Yeah.
Right. Make next a rap first.
Make it, oh, a rap first? I was going to say a t-shirt.
A show about nothing. That's Seinfeld.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey. Well, we could talk about the sponsor of this segment, the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, because May is MMIR or MMIP, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relative or Persons Awareness Month.
Yes, it is. So I'm aware.
Yeah.
But yeah, no doubt. We've been on the radio 7 years, Wendy, and we've learned so much. I learned so much from your segment, but other people's segments, too. And that being a huge thing that I had no idea, the perplexity of that, if that's a word, am I making up words? I feel like I was making up words there. But, you know, I was up at an action where they had people speaking about it, and they were escaping from the ships up in Lake Superior, and I'm going, I had no idea that people were, women, especially where young women were being stolen on the ships and sent away. So we've had the privilege over these 7 years to have people that really bring Native truth, factory farm truth, things like that that I had no idea about. Mm-hmm.
We're doing it. Everything has a meaning, and we are now I sound
awake.
Like now I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just babbling. You know who I sound like?
Me.
No. The guy who's in court every day.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah. You know how he goes on and he's just like, it's a beautiful thing. And,
yeah. It's cold in here.
It's cold in here.
I can't go to my son's graduation even though I don't want to and don't know
and
him.
I can't. I'm not allowed to testify because I have a gag order.
What?
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, baby Jesus.
Okay, we're going to switch gears.
This Sunday.
Okay. Good segue, Haley.
Thank you. This Sunday is May 5th. That is MIWSAC National MMIR event, and this will be taking place at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, which is now reopened again this Sunday, May 5th, from 12 to 2. So shout out some of our sponsors and partners, Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, Strong Hearts Native Helpline, and Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, which is a great one here in the Twin Cities, as well as our new and only one in the country, our own Minnesota State MMIR office.
So do you think Haley should have her own show? Listen to how smooth she
She's
is.
She's awesome. Totally.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
She said, no, thanks. No. Well, that's a whole nother story.
There's something else going on too. So this is Sunday. This is also for MMIR awareness. So just kind of running on this topic here. There's a run walk 5K hosted by Native Women Running, running for missing and murdered Indigenous relatives at 11 a.m. at Bademakaska Thomas Beach in Minneapolis. And I know one of our, she's been on the show quite a bit. Brooke LaFlo will be running in that racing.
So wait, at Bademakaska, the lake
you're
talking about? Okay.
Yeah, they're at Thomas Beach. It looks like they'll be doing it around the lake.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. And Wendy, you're going to be doing something Sunday.
Yeah, we have a family. We have a family gathering celebration for our daughter Jelaine. So we're excited about that. Yeah.
I know. She goes in spurts and listens to the show. Sometimes they listen all the time and other times they don't. But we got something that was just finished today for her and her kids that I can't talk
don't
about.
Don't say it over there in case she listens.
I'm still working on mine. little personalization gift.
Nice. Oh. Personalization gifts are the best.
They are. They are.
I think so.
Well, and that's exciting that we're going to have grandkids and two of them. And it's fun. Wendy, you're well-versed in raising your niece and
yeah, I've always taken care of everybody else's kids, so yeah. I've gotten a lot of practice.
Right on.
And it's been great because I get to give them back.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Boy, Wendy, we've missed you live on the air on Native Roots, or is it Native Roots? Native Roots Radio.
It's like auntie or auntie, you know.
Is it boots roots?
We say aunt.
Aunt.
Auntie,
we don't say
auntie.
Aunt. Who's
we? In New York, you say aunt. Aunt Linda.
Aunt Linda. Like you used to put an ER at the end of her last name. That's a New York thing, too. Aunt Linda.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of people watching us on Facebook. We must be entertaining them.
Well,
what else is going on, Haley?
Well, today, I guess, what is it? Today is the third, so it is the third day. I know, right? Like, what day is it? Today is the third day of American Indian Celebration Month, so that's exciting. There's a couple powwows going on this weekend, Saturday. Tomorrow, the 4th, is the South of the River powwow, and also the powwow for Hope. Those are for our cancer survivors. So.
Oh,
yeah, really? Those are both on the same day, yeah, this month.
Jeez, wow. We years ago did a live show at Powwow for Hope with the governor and lieutenant governor were on, and we just had people rolling in and rolling out. That was a lot of fun. We had Curtis there. We were all fighting for the same microphone. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yes, it was like behind like a glass wall.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. We have pictures from that day.
I had shorter hair and I had a cane.
I was skinnier then.
I had a cane because I tore my quad tendon off my knee.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, goodness.
It looked cool. I was kind of like walking around with a cane.
Yeah, real elder.
Before I was.
And it was the health one, right? You said
cancer.
The cancer one. So yeah. Outside they had this big giant blow up rubber. It's like one of those blow up toys that the kids jump in, but it wasn't. It was a big giant colon.
Oh,
and you walk through the big colon and it shows like polyps and
They had that
all
in the
different
big
kinds of things for cancer, you know, colon cancer awareness.
Well, sure. They made fun of Dr. Stately in a play who had that out there too. Do you remember that play with Wes Studi?
Yeah. Or the people at the Guthrie?
Yeah, they were talking about it.
Oh,
and we were all laughing.
I mean, it is. It's just like, you know, you're walking in, you're like, what is this? What tunnel am I walking through? Oh my God, this is a colon. I'm inside the colon.
It's actually really cool. They have like those info sheets in the inside of the tunnel, so you can like walk through it and it shows you like what happens, you know, your digestive tract and then what happens to your colon and just like signs to look for colon cancer, which is actually really important. And I heard that, you know, the younger, like more younger people are getting colon cancer. So it's more important now than ever to get that tested.
Well, Haley, that's awesome that you're a medical nerd. That's cool.
Thank you. I actually like was going to school for that freshman year of college.
Medical nerd?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
Wendy is a medical nerd.
Breast cancer
age
to for women 40 years old instead of 45, and it's really helping a lot of women live longer because, you know, early stage, you find it in the early stages, that's your best chance of survival and living a long, healthy life. So get to your doctor and get your yearly screenings done.
Yeah. Well, we do that. And we also do our lung screening because we were prolific smokers in our day when smoking was good for you back in the day.
And I've gone every year also for my skin cancer screening. Mm. Also, I go to the dermatologist because in the 70s, you know, the copper tone tan was in, you know, the darker you got, the better. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but it was a little antiseptic. It's called Mercuricome.
Oh, yeah.
Mercuricome. And it came in a little bottle and it was red and you would put it on your cuts and it was like an antiseptic and it burned like heck when you put it on, but it was red. It was a bright red color and it stained your skin. So we used to take a few drops of Mercuricome and put it in baby oil and slather it all over our bodies and then get our double album and put tinfoil inside of it and sit out and have a sun reflector and put our Mercuricome baby oil mixture all over and just literally fry out in the sun.
It smelled like you're burning too. I remember that.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News Brief. Southeast Texas has seen a lot of rain, and it has led to flooding, especially in Houston, where Mayor John Whitmire urges residents living near the San Jacinto River to evacuate immediately.
We have time to relocate. We have shelters in place. We have Metro here to furnish transportation. We're all in this together.
Police nationwide have arrested more than 2,000 people in pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
As graduation ceremonies get underway this weekend, university administrators are doing what they can to stop the disruption. They're heightening security and also limiting access not just to the campuses, but to the events themselves.
Last year's killing of a Sikh separatist leader, Hardeep Singh Nijjar, near Vancouver, has become the center of a diplomatic spat between Canada and India, with Royal Canadian Mounted Police announcing on CTV.
Three suspects have been arrested and charged for their alleged involvement in the killing of Mr. Nijjar.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative legal group is suing for easier access to information about Wisconsin voters. Copies of the voter registration list are legally available from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but fees can run higher than $12,000. The Public Interest Legal Foundation says other states offer their voter lists for much less. Retired workers suffer when Social Security is underfunded and understaffed. That's the message this week from Wisconsin labor groups. Alex Brower leads the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people. And so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
Brower says middle-income earners should not have to go into poverty when they retire. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of the show Criminal Minds Evolution will want to hear this. Paramount Plus has announced the show will drop the first two episodes of Season 2 Thursday, June 6th. Deadline reports that a new episode will drop every Thursday following the release. The show stars Joe Mantegna, Paget Brewster, A.J. Cook, and Aisha Tyler. The show is a spinoff of CBS original Criminal Minds, which debuted in 2005 and ran for 15 seasons. Britney Spears sprained her ankle and the paramedics were called. People.com reports that witnesses say Spears and boyfriend Paul Richard Solis got into a fight before the incident while staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Spears, who was newly divorced and coming off a long legal battle with her father, seemed embarrassed by the incident, saying she twisted her ankle and the paramedics caused a whole big scene. Paramedics for a twisted ankle? Doesn't the Chateau have an ice machine? And who sprains their ankle in a lover's quarrel? Must have been one heck of a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Some rain tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high near 60. Sunshine in near 70 on Sunday. On Monday, clouds return, the wind starts to pick up, and a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Highs low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we are back, and it's a fun Friday here on Native Roots Radio. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say this before we get into some events with Haley is, Wendy, do you remember when we had Pilot's Progressive Party and we were on every Wednesday? It was about a year long, that show.
Yeah, it was great.
It was funny because what we would do is we'd have a guest on, we'd talk about the news, and then the fourth segment, we talk about the show and how great it was. So we had it totally covered.
Maybe that's why it only lasted a year.
Isn't this a great show? Wasn't that a great interview?
It's just like, really, you guys need to be off the air.
Right. So instead, we got off the air and went on 5 days a week.
Well, that's good. Something's got to, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Haley, you got some more updates before we get into some serious Fun Fact Friday stuff?
I sure do. Yeah. So all day events going on tomorrow, Saturday in St. Paul, Indigenous Roots. They're going to be having a pop-up market at noon hosted by Blue Hummingbird Woman at Eagle and Condor Native Wellness Center. Also, Marlena Miles' documentary, Realms of Resilience, will be screening at 5 p.m. again at Indigenous Roots in St. Paul. And then after that screening of Realms of Resilience, there will be a fun dance party with a DJ and live music at 7 p.m. Again, that's 788 East 7th Street in St. Paul. And then moving on to Sunday, May 5th, there will be red willow planting at Minnesota Valley National Wildlife Refuge from 1 to 3 p.m. And then also I'm mentioning again to that Run Walk 5K hosted by Native Women running in support for missing and murdered Indigenous relatives at 11 a.m. in Minneapolis, Thomas Beach. And then Monday, May 6th, this is a huge day. So hoping to see everyone out there. It'll be American Indian Day on the Hill at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul, Monday, May 6th from 10 a.m. till 1. And wow. Is this the one that, I think I went to this one last year. Is this the one with Rory Wakeem-Up's teepees everywhere?
No, that's MMIW, which I believe is the 9th May. And that's National MMIW, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
but as you know, I'm getting older and I have a good memory, but it's short.
I love those teepees. I think everyone should get out and see those. It's like the only time of the year where there's the Capitol lawn in St. Paul here in Minnesota is just lit up with teepees.
Yeah, in years past, too. Well, that one year, I believe they had cutouts of red dresses that were all over the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Another year, they had a grip. I mean, I'm talking 20, 30 massive teepees and speakers. And I think that's where I heard State Representative Heather Keeler talk about that she would never leave her kids.
Yeah.
Look for me. And I'll never forget that speech, but I destroy it every time I try to say it back.
Mm. Well, she told her kids, you know, listen, if I'm gone and they tell you, oh, she must have left, or she must have maybe went and killed herself, or she, you know, I'm sorry, your mom, you know, left you. I will never leave you. Something is wrong. You need to go and try to find me because I'm never, ever going to leave you. So just know that.
And another quick shout out too. Her son is graduating and senior
DJ.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know DJ?
No, just shout out to DJ.
Yeah, shout out to DJ. He's quite the athlete.
Yeah, we got an invite to go to the graduation. So we don't know if we can go, so we might be sending Haley.
Okay. I'll show up. I'll always show up for those high school grads. You know, graduating from high school is a really big deal.
Totally.
Yeah,
is.
We had kind of an impromptu, like a birthday celebration for Robert already planned. So, it'll be hard for us to do that, but maybe we'll see. We'll have to see.
Robert, your birthday.
Yeah. I would like Haley, you to dress up as me again for my birthday. That was awesome.
No, I think she
awesome.
Did that for Halloween.
That was,
right?
Was awesome.
Oh my God.
Which
hilarious.
I think
we have pictures to prove it.
That was awesome.
It was pretty fun.
Hey, one other thing, too. Wendy, you weren't with us, but it was really, I think we talked a little bit about this, but it was really fun to see the former producers of Native Roots Radio all in one place. And I had the foresight to go, hey, let's take a picture.
Yeah.
So Ogumo was there.
And Zoe.
Zoe. And Haley.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get them back on a show and do like a whole show together.
Yeah. We could pre-record that. It'd be one of our pre-records that, you know, our listening audience doesn't know we do because we don't take phone calls. So they don't know when we really. This is live. And I know Haley's producing and she's nervous. And then at the mothership, we have a nervous producer too. And
oh,
because
really?
Because it's live.
Giving us away.
I don't think anybody's nervous anymore.
No.
I know I am.
Yeah, whatever.
I was always nervous. I had to write every word down I was going to say.
I know. That was me.
Wanda, look at Wanda saying hi.
Hi, Wanda.
On her lap and on a pillow, and she's hot.
So yeah, you got to set her down.
She's ready to jump.
She's all furry.
It's Wanda's birthday this month.
It's my birthday this month. May 5th.
But well, that's like this weekend.
Yeah, she's either 14 or 15. We're not sure.
But I think she's 14.
14, I think so. We'll say
she's got so much energy still.
We'll say she's 14.
Wow, what happened, Wendy?
What happened?
Oh, no.
That wasn't me. Something happened to one of the screens on Facebook, whoever's listening and watching.
Oh,
but
everyone's saying hi, Wanda. Wanda, the wonder dog. We love
Wanda.
Her.
Yeah, she's a great little dog.
Wendy has adopted many animals over the years, and Wanda's our last one.
Yeah.
We've put to in 23 years, we've said goodbye to eight friends and family.
We have ashes of eight little family soul members.
Mickey and Pancho, and I just want to say we didn't name Pancho that the racist name. But,
your mom and dad named him Pancho.
Was that the Chihuahua?
But he was a Pancho. It was a perfect, cute little name for him.
And then prior to Mickey, we had Clyde. You brought Clyde from New York.
I brought Clyde from New York.
Clyde used to drool on me.
Yep. He loved Robert right away.
And I'd pet him. He'd be on my stomach. And then all of a sudden he drooled on me.
Yeah.
Oh, he loved you.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we had Tommy, which when he passed,
the whole house was
so quiet.
He was a bad cat. That's why he was into everything. He jumped on everything. You know what he would do? This is what how smart he was. He would jump on the dining room table. So we'd always have like a pen on the table or a piece of paper or something, you know, mail or whatever. And he would look down at the dogs and throw the stuff down at the dogs, like throw the pen at them, throw the, you know, mail at them. So anything that was on the dining room table left or whatever, he would just go up there and throw it at the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He was a.
And then we had Princess, who you picked, and I was so happy you did because
she was a cat.
Yes. And I thought she was human. And she would, she watched us for 3 months play with the dogs and cats and make sure it was okay. And then she came out and I worked with her. I'd talk to her and pet her a little bit each day. And she ended up being my cat. And the funny thing about her is I would sit down on the floor when I could back in the day. And she would come running to me.
I know.
She loved me.
Her little belly would go back and forth
just like
as
mine.
She ran. She was so cute, but she used to go down in the basement and hunt. So she was a hunting cat.
And give us presents.
She used to bring up presents, like a little. She'd find, I remember one time, a little Ziploc filled with like screws. So she brought that up. She would find like little twisty ties
and
bring them up. And then she started bringing up dirty laundry. So she'd go in the laundry basket and bring up socks.
Right. And our daughter was living with us at the time when she would do that. And she goes, why is Robert taking off his clothes in the kitchen?
Why are there all dirty socks all over the kitchen floor? Because literally, like, the cat would bring up all the socks.
When in her heyday, it would be like 10 pair of socks. We'd come home from work
need to do laundry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just wish
that's what she was telling you.
We could have taught her to bring them down. That would have been sweet.
Yeah. At first, we thought that she was doing that because maybe she had kittens in the past and she was like thinking that, you know, like these were her kittens. But we brought it to the vet just for a checkup and we told the vet. And the vet said that, you know, she's hunting. She's going down there. She's a hunting cat and this is her prey and she's bringing it to you to show her appreciation.
Oh. This is like really intense radio. I hope everyone's still listening.
That's what she said. That's what the vet said. Robert Aww. And I were both, oh, princess.
I know. And then we just lost
Lucy.
Well, Lucy, but prior to that, my buddy, the dog that was in
Emma.
The shelter.
Gracie.
Emma too.
Emma and Gracie. We've had a lot of pets over the years. Well, Emma and Gracie were much older. I mean, Emma, she's a little Yorkie terrier. We adopted her when she was 15.
She never took a bad picture.
She's the cutest little dog. She's very photogenic. Yeah. But we had her for only a year and a half.
Longer.
I know. And then little Gracie, she was the little Maltese who was the female breeder dog in a puppy mill
for 7 years.
7 years she was inside the puppy mill pumping out puppies.
She came to us and she didn't know what the sky, she'd be staring at the sky, didn't know what it was. She wouldn't walk on leaves.
Yeah, she didn't know what the heck was going on. She really did. Wanda took care of her though and like showed her the way.
She really did. I remember when Lucy was going after her and Wanda protected her and I went, oh
yeah, so we've
because we got them because they were mated, is it called mated?
Were bonded.
Bonded, yeah.
They were a bonded pair.
So we had to get both of them. And then we heard there was another one. I said, throw that dog in too. Yeah, little did we know that three new dogs that didn't know you was a lot of work and they could hide and they didn't know what was going on. I thought I lost a couple times.
Yeah, it was a lot. Mm. And then we had two cats at the same time. We had like five animals at the same time here in this house for a long time. So.
Well, we're not even talking about the raccoon, the possum that come in the backyard.
Your squirrels that you feed.
Yeah, the fat squirrels, the ungrateful fat squirrels. Jeez.
Beggars.
I know, but the ducks, we had that boy and girl duck come for years and they think they own the backyard.
They still do. I give them fresh water every day.
That's so nice of you, Wendy.
That's good for their beaks with all that Florida or whatever it's called.
Fluoride,
yep. Oh, hey, it's Native Roots Radio, and we're going to make Wendy work this last segment. It's going to be Fun Fact Friday for our Sacred Animal section. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Native Roots Radio.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Owatonna Groundsmasters reminds listeners that many more veterans will be returning home these next few years and many are local. These heroes have elite military training and valuable professional skills, but they need jobs too. That's why Owatonna Groundsmasters is encouraging all local businesses. Let's make it the year we hire smart and hire vets. This message made possible by Owatonna Groundsmasters for all your landscaping and remodeling needs. Call the pros at Owatonna Groundsmasters. Their number is 507-455-0081. On the air because they care and reminding everyone to hire smart, hire vets.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I want to tell you about a better, more environmentally friendly way to care for your lawn with Natural-On. Natural-On has been treating Minnesota lawns for more than 20 years with organic-based natural products that feed the soil without unnecessary chemicals. That means an envy-worthy, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and your furry friends. Natural-On has no contracts and is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So let Natural-On handle your lawn care so you can enjoy your lawn. More at Natural-On.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
That good was one. Really good. We should record that one and just play that.
That was probably our best one.
I don't know.
In a long time.
We were harmonizing, Wendy and I.
It sounded really good. Hey, do you remember when I texted you yesterday, Dega?
No.
Or was I last night? I was editing
a clip
of us howling, and the audio, the shape of our audio when we howled together in unison was exactly the shape of an arrowhead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool, Haley. Really?
Yeah, I swear. And I texted Robert right away. I was like, Dega, I was like, you know, no coincidences. We don't believe in coincidences. So I think that's a thing. And it's also, you know, most of our Minnesota wolf population lives in the arrowhead shape of the state up in the northeast corner.
That's amazing, Haley. That's a really great story.
I see it. If you save that too, I think along with Wendy's original logo of Native Roots Radio, that would be a cool thing to put on a t-shirt and put Native Roots Radio and then outline the arrowhead.
That'd be cool. Yeah. More t-shirt ideas.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. Hey, so it's Fun Fact Friday, and Wendy, do you mind? And this is funny, too. This is off subject, and I'm cutting in your time, and I don't mean to. Sorry. Is that our Choka, my Dega, quizzed Haley on everybody's name. So she knew your name, and she knew his name because welcome, Wendy.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Thanks for having me, as always, Robert and Haley. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them.
Yes,
I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues on the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Yeah.
Do you remember my naming ceremony? And Curtis said, "Tell me your name." And I went, "Distant Thunder," and he went, "Tell me your name," and somebody had a whisper in my ear, "Wakunjahade."
Yeah, Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
That is a cool name.
It is.
Yeah. So, what were we watching last night? The nightly news, Robert,
and Amazing Race.
Amazing Race. We were watching that. We were watching old episodes of The Amazing Race.
We are so
We used to watch that show 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, we were like, oh, we should do this. We should do this. And now we're watching the show. And it's like, there's no way we could do that. But anyway, it's a fun, really, show to watch. So if you could watch it, watch it. But we were watching the nightly news. And at the end, they always have like a little cute segment of like good news after all the bad news.
Yeah.
And David Muir from what news station do we watch?
I think that's NBC.
Anyway, he was talking about the wild orangutan that used medicinal plant to treat a wound.
He did it himself.
Yeah, exactly. So scientists observed Rhacus, and he plucked and chewed up leaves of a medicinal plant that's used by people throughout the Southeast Asia. He's a wild orangutan.
And they were observing him.
And they were observing him. Thank you. Yeah, and he picked these leaves, he chewed them up, and then the paste that he made, he put it on a wound that he had right underneath his like left eye. They believe he got that wound from a fight with another animal. But this is the first time that scientists has ever observed an animal doing that or like healing.
And then
they started watching him, and it healed in about a month. So they had like before and after pictures of his wound. You could look it up.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Everybody's humans. I mean, you know what I mean? Beans and
everyone goes back to that traditional medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm wondering, they didn't say what kind of leaves they were, but in fact, the people there use the leaves. Who knows? Maybe the orangutan was watching people make a paste and putting it on their skin or something.
Doubt it.
The one thing that they did say about the orangutan was he didn't put it anywhere else on his body. It was just that wound. So he knew that, you know.
It's probably sore, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. But this plant also helps with healing and pain. So it was probably like an antiseptic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. What do we have? That plant that you can put salvin or porch?
Oh, we have an aloe plant. Right. Yeah, you can get the leaves and open that up. You can put it on sunburns. It's very good for your skin, healing.
My lips.
But scientists are also saying that not only like mammals have consciousness, they're saying even insects may be sentient. Far more animals than previously thought likely have consciousness. Scientists say in a new declaration, including fish, lobsters, and octopus, bees play by rolling wooden balls.
That's
apparently
why
for fun.
That's why I didn't eat crickets at Owamni last night.
Oh, yeah. But you ate a fish.
Oh, you weren't supposed to say that. Wow.
So, you know, the Vikings that came across the ship, you know, years and years ago. I don't know what year they were. The Vikings.
The football team?
Yeah. You know, the football team. The Vikings. But the Vikings used ravens to navigate.
Oh.
Yeah, they brought the ravens aboard the ships and then released them and sailed in the same direction to find land.
Wow.
Yeah, the ravens were really important to them.
That's a football team, too.
And it became a symbol of their flag.
That's a football team, too.
Yeah, it is a football team, isn't it? I know.
Very cool.
Yes. About the ravens,
I remember
right?
seeing a movie that was really crazy that people didn't know if they were close to land until a bird landed on their ship and it had like a seed or something in the mouth and then they knew they were close to land.
Ooh.
That was a movie, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know.
All those things.
But we have a lot of, you know, I mean, these animals are just...
They're beings. They're our relatives. Mm-hmm. We watched the wolves to 10,000 years ago to know how to live.
Right. How to manage your family, how to hunt, how to
set up clans.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
We're all connected.
Yes, we are. I know. Well,
sorry, Wendy, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going back to sentient beings and the animals. There was a study that came out that trees can even see the color of your shirt and like they know that you're present next to them. And
what?
I would have to look this up again, but trees and plants know when like a human being is standing next to them.
Hmm.
And they'll remember you if you talk to them and you touch them.
Well, I know the roots, they talk to each other, right? The tree roots, Wendy?
Yes, I've read a lot about that, where trees nearby will help like a tree that is diseased, and the roots of the healthy tree will hold on or grip on to the roots of the failing tree and help it replenish itself.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And really these things, I never knew, you know, we live in a concrete city. We don't know anything. We don't know that healing is walking barefoot in grass and the dirt and things like that that our ancestors knew thousands and thousands of years ago. And, you know, even those Sicilians that were busy whacking each other, they still knew this these things too, thousands of years ago.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people out there, you know, who hunt and fish and whatever. I mean, if you do it in a good way, I think that's just fine. If you're eating the animal, it's nourishing your family. You're not taking more than you need, you know, but the people who go out and they just shoot up animals for no apparent reason just to stuff them and maybe have a trophy. You know, really, that's disgusting to me.
You know what I'd like to do sometime, Wendy, and we haven't done this in a long, long time, is have you on as a guest and talk about factory farms.
Ooh.
We haven't done that in a long, long time, and that made me think about that. But, wow, you know, thanks for...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the Haircut Show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.